Sky Blue Radio, this is Andy Malarkey with your 0700 Zulu Hurricane Update. Hurricane Irene is remaining a major hurricane at this time. That means a Category 3 or above. Now, she's the ninth storm of the season, but unusually the first one to reach hurricane status this year. If she makes landfall, which she may well do, it'll be the first to do since Ike back in 2008. Naturally, she's packing a bit of a punch, and winds are currently being monitored at 120 miles an hour, and it's expected to become stronger. Cruise lines have already rerouted ships to avoid Irene's path, and the Miami-based National Hurricane Center are expecting water levels to rise by as much as 11 feet above normal. Now, US President Barack Obama has declared an emergency, making Puerto Rico a US protectorate. That makes it eligible for federal help. Now, as far as the US goes, Irene's path is predicted to take into account the following states: Florida, Georgia, South and North Carolina, and Virginia. Now, while these are only predictions, Irene will hit land through Friday night and Saturday morning. We're looking from about 8 p.m. Eastern time for it to hit South Carolina. Come 8 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday night, it's predicted to be over Virginia while hitting New York, Massachusetts and New Hampshire throughout Sunday. If you're in the path of the storm, then we would like to know how you're preparing. You can get in touch via news@skyblueradio.com. You can get us on the Twitter feed as well. It's at @SBR_news. That's at @SBR_news. We're going to have hurricane updates there for you over the next couple of days and more importantly over the weekend as well. Stay tuned to Sky Blue Radio, and for more updates as well, you can check out www.skyblueradio.com. For the Sky Blue Radio news desk, this is Andy Malarkey.
Sky Blue Radio, connecting you to the flight simulation community worldwide. Sky Blue Radio.